Greetings, good morning. This is Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration for this morning. We're going to be talking a little bit about deception. What is deception, the nature of deception, and then maybe look at a couple keys to avoiding deception. I want to first look at Genesis chapter 3, where the first deception happened. Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Now, I'm going to look at a few things here. First of all, the nature of deception. Starts out with there verse 1. Starting the second, yeah, there where it says, yeah, hath God said? And that question has rung throughout the ages up until our current day, where that question has been asked. And we hear that today yet out of the scriptures when people will ask that question. You know, did God really say? Did he really mean that? Is that really for us today? Surely that's not for us today. Surely that is for some other culture or for some other time or whatever. And we make all these excuses of why God didn't really mean what he said. And the woman, and then, of course, the serpent then said, nah, you're not going to die. Your eyes will be open. You're going to be like gods. In other words, God is holding something back from you. You're missing out on something, you know. You're legalistic. You're not free. But no, when we see the results of it, of the fall. Now let's go to John chapter 8 and verse 31. The Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 31 talks about the truth. Okay. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is the truth? Where do we go for the truth? We know that the word of God is truth, that God cannot lie, and whatever he says is true. And it's for us today, and we will see in some other passages as well how when Jesus, the connection with obedience to Christ and avoiding deception. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Acts chapter 17. And verse 11, we see an example of those who were looking for the truth. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, it says that Paul had just come from, he had just come from Thessalonica and he come to Berea. And then it says, These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So they were diligent in searching the scriptures. They didn't just believe it because Paul said it. But it does say that they received the word with readiness of mind. They were willing to hear. They were willing to listen. But then it also says that they searched the scriptures daily to make sure that what he was preaching was truth. So even so, we too must follow that same example of searching the scriptures daily to see that what is being preached is true. And it doesn't matter who's preaching it. That's true for every one of us. The Word of God is our guide, and it will lead us, it will direct us, it will protect us. Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1. And verse 19 to 21. We have also a more sure word. Okay, first of all, let's read just a little bit, a few verses before that. Verse 16, maybe. We have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. As Peter, speaking of his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the voice of God came, confirming Jesus as the Son of God. Then he says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the dawn come, the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Peter is saying that the word that we have that's written down is even a more sure word than that word that they heard coming from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son." We have the prophecies fulfilled in our day. And so we can have a confidence. You know, if you look at the scripture throughout the years, as many people have tried to destroy it, tried to discredit it, but the scripture stands firm. The truth is always the truth. The truth cannot be bent. The truth will never budge. The truth doesn't need anything else for it to stand on. It's just the truth. It just stands there. Many people will try to change it, but you can't. The truth cannot be changed. The truth is still the truth, and it will always remain the truth, no matter how much you wish that it would not be. So it is important for us to know the truth. And as it says in John 8 again, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then we have also 2 Timothy chapter 4. No, wait a minute, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Chapter 3 is what I want to look at. And we want to look at verse 1. Could go to verse 1 through 17. But chapter 3. Talks about perilous times, truth breakers, but what I want to look at more is starting in verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endure, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And there we have it again, Timothy pointing, or Paul speaking to Timothy, pointing out the truth in the scriptures, in the word of God. It's not just some man's ideas, it's inspired by God. And we could see that throughout the scripture. When we look at the prophecies, and, you know, what is it, 66 books or something like that, written by 60 different men. I'm not sure exactly how many different, but throughout a time period of maybe 2,000-3,000 years, 4,000 years, I forget exactly. And yet, all those prophecies spoken of before been fulfilled, and God has been faithful to His word. He's always true. And there's no other book that can claim that. There's no other writings that have even come remotely close to that coherence of the scripture. So I think we're going to end there for this time, and we'll continue another day. God bless you all.